The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Sure Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
You are part of our 600,000 listening level, American Muslim 360.
That's interesting.
Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit, too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته وتل خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آهله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورث الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed and we begin with the name of Allah the merciful benefactor the merciful redeemer We praise him and we seek his aid. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah for the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. We humbly beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him on behalf of the fact that he is the Most High, to establish the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers in excellence to the Day of Judgment. And we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his mercy as well as his peace upon Imam Dr. Warafuddin Muhammad. And we ask Allah to establish the peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say Ameen. I openly bear witness that there is absolutely none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and he says, O ye who have obtained true faith, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they put forth for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. And do not be like those who forget Allah, and as a result, he causes them to forget themselves. Surely these are they who are the transgressing ones. Not alike are the companions of the fire and the companions of the garden. Verily, the companions of the garden are truly the successful ones. Dear brothers and sisters, we'd like to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya ala al-Kulli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz, and we're broadcasting to you live on America's number one Islamic station, AM 360. And as always, dear brothers and sisters, we want to open up by asking you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, and his family. We want to ask you to do the same on behalf of Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family, Imam Vernon Farid and his family, Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family, Imam Muhammad Sadiq and his family. We'd like to ask you to also be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Abdul Baqi Abdul Hamid and his family, on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of Imam Abdul Karim Abdul Hamid, our very own. And we ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Rafiq Rasul and his family. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Al-Hajjah Rabina LeBron, Sister Dalila, Al-Hajjah Dalila Shaheed, and Al-Hajj Lawrence Shaheed, and their families, respectively. Dear brothers and sisters, we also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of all of those brothers and sisters who have been affected by the loss of family members to the coronavirus. And we ask you to be generous on behalf of those people who have been infected with it and who are still remain with us. We ask Allah to grant them a full recovery. Dear brothers and sisters, we also ask you to ask and be generous in your asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of all of us who are going through trials and tribulations because of the hysteria in the things that are happening today. And we ask Allah to aid them and us to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us and that we see what it is that he wants us to do and that we thereby follow that message and perform those acts which are pleasing to him. And to that we say, Ameen. So we want to begin by also asking you, dear brothers and sisters, to make special dua on behalf of Sister Mahasin. As you know, that's a member of our staff, a member of our team who has been on the radio here at AM 360. Please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant her a full recovery. She is facing some medical challenges, and we'd like for you to be praying for her as we would like someone to be praying for us. So we want to begin with that, dear brothers and sisters, and we want to talk a little bit about something that has been on my mind and heart. And I would ask Sister Martha to come in, if she's on the line, to come on in, and so that we can share in this discussion, inshallah ta'ala. And the discussion, dear brothers and sisters, is one with regards to our seasoned members. And we want to have another discussion on behalf of all of those brothers and sisters who are in quarantine, or you may have some family members who are quarantined because of this this plague, if you will, virus that has been going around. One of the issues that we have that's present is we have a lot of seasoned members in our community. And some of them are living alone. Unfortunately, I got the unfortunate news a couple of hours ago that my elderly aunt was found by her sister in the house, and she had passed away. We don't know what she passed away from, so I can't say it was the coronavirus or anything like that. But what I can say is that no one knew that she was even sick, if she was. And why no one knew is because no one checked on her. No one checked on her. No one did she has children. No one but from the children went by to see her. And it's a shame that none of the children went by to see their mother in a time like this. And so it is my hope and prayer that all of you who have seasoned members, or all of you who are seasoned members, to stay connected. Stay connected. Stay connected, dear brothers and sisters, so that your rights can be observed. We are here in New York City, the epicenter of the virus. And they say that New York has the most cases and exceeding the most deaths. And when we look back, dear brothers and sisters, we'll find that there are some things that we needed to have in place that we don't have in place right now. And we're hoping by Allah's grace that we put those things in place henceforward. One of those things that we need to put in place, dear brothers and sisters, is this idea behind doing a casual check, routine, on our seasoned members. We need to know where they are, and we don't have to wait for them to call us and say something is going on. Saturday, I had to go to one of our seasoned members' homes. He's 90 years old. And he's a practicing Muslim for over 60 years. He has several sons, but none of them have come to his house yet to check on him. He was there with no food and water. How can this happen, dear brothers and sisters? And so we were able to go there and service him, and we know where he is now, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. But he's one among many. And he's one among many, one of the very few that we know about. Most of them we don't know about unless we start checking and we start doing the numbers, because you don't see them anymore because the massages are closed. In New York, the massages are going to be closed until at least April 29th, and that's when they have some idea that they might be letting the places open again. But suppose that happens and they don't. Suppose April 29th comes in Ramadan, and they don't open up the masjid. They don't open up the places of worship. We still have to continue fasting Ramadan. We still have to continue checking on our seasoned members. So it is my humble encouragement that for those of you who are on the line, to pass the word. Look after our seasoned members. Check on them. Make sure that they're okay. Some of our seasoned members are living in households that have other people, and these people are running in and out. and they're not wearing masks or gloves, and no one knows where they're going, you see? And this is another issue. And we have to make some kind of adjustment with that. We have to reconcile that, dear brothers and sisters. We have to contend that it is our job to make sure they're safe. It is our job to protect their security, to ensure that they're secure, whether it's outside of the masjid or in their homes. That's the least we can do for all the sacrifices that they've made for this community. So we want to just mention those things, and we want to talk with our sister Martha, if she's on the line. Let me see if I can bring her in, inshallah ta'ala. In the meantime, we'll take a break.
Enjoying the program you're listening to and imagining being part of the solution? You don't have to imagine. Now, wherever you live, wherever you work, you can go beyond the dialogue and network with others committed to being part of the solution. CWSC and AM360 connect you to the Model Communities National Resource Directory. Register your skills, knowledge, and abilities today at cwsc.us. Because words make people, but it will take people to remake the world.
Support this evening. Thank you so much. We appreciate having them on. And so, either one of you can go is fine on this discussion. Sister Martha, I know you're dealing with taking care of someone in this tough time, in this time that we have to be very careful. And so, you can explain to us what's happening where you're at, inshallah.
Thank you very much, Imam, and I pray you can hear me clearly. Can you?
Yes, we can hear you clearly.
Okay, very good. Assalamu alaikum to the CEO, Latifa Hameen, and our National Leadership Advisory Council Director and ambassadors, AM360 Ambassador Director, Imam Abdul Aziz. Dear listening audience, at this time, I guess, we seek refuge with Almighty God from anything that tends to deviate us from the balance that is needed in everyone's life. Nothing is for sure or guaranteed but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we come to know that? Well, how we appear when there is a norm, so to speak, when everything is going, or everything is coping static, or everything is just at an ease, how are we? And then when we're confronted with something, then we ask ourselves, how are we? Take an assessment of ourselves. And then we settle back and we turn to the faith that we've come to know. Truly, truly turning, asking ourselves the question, and then in prayer, however we pray, in prayer, we find ourselves and find the resolve and find the strength that it takes. We are human. We are here as servants of Almighty God. And so here in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, I haven't heard of so many individuals that are sick primarily from, quote-unquote, the coronavirus. Being a medical professional myself, I've been in this field for, 50 years now. For 50 years, I have worked in the medical field, from nursing homes the hospitals, and then 24 years in the home health division, and even on the side of submitting insurance forms, insurance claims for the emergency room clients that came through. So I've had a pretty broad, I guess you could say, view or vision of what happens on in several occurrences. But now to personally have a person in our family to be going through a segment of issues and not connected with the coronavirus, but a medical issue nonetheless, and seeing it where it's tilting on the side of erroneous judgment of the medical professionals, well, there's a time and place for that to be taken care of. But the overreaching thought is for us to be consciously aware, be knowledgeable of what we need to do in any instance. And that's what, why I'm saying assess ourselves so that we don't become overly emotional, but we get the knowledge and have the knowledge. So cleanliness has always been at the center of not just health care, but the health of the human being, period. Cleanliness has been at the center. And I'll share this with you. In our community, our, when I say our, I can replace that with the words African-American, that I grew up in. I come to know over the years, I've come to hear this quote when I would ask, why did you throw that down on the ground? I'm creating a job, I would be told. I said, are you kidding me? And so with that, you know, that was, it was a sense of uncleanliness, because after a while, children throwing paper, little pieces of paper on the ground. And then you have the homeless situation. And as I've been in the community doing a lot of community work, you would say, well, how can you find time to do community work? But I'm speaking about getting out in the community, checking lights, telegram lights at nighttime, 2 o'clock in the night, because of the dedication with another person, but the dedication of knowing, getting to know our community and its needs. You have to put in the hours. You have to find the time that it takes to do it. Likewise with what the imam was referring to, Imam Abdulaziz, was referring to the oversight of not having a medical center or something that refers to our medical care. Our, now I'm referring to, is the those who have come to adhere to what the Quran, what the revelation in Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, that has brought us up from a base of respect for the Almighty. My base was Christian, but what is I evolved in my thinking, praise be to Almighty God, and it has brought me to Quran. Now, I can't really say that one area to the other was different from the base of cleanliness and being kind and considerate and compassionate. All of that is necessary. But when we assess ourselves and know what it takes to be as a human being and know that the character that it takes to really say we are striving to be that believer, then we have to have the cleanliness, we have to have the friendliness, we have to have that sociability within our heart and mind, even if we have the physical distance between ourselves. So the spirit that Almighty God has placed in us is bringing out the love and the concern, but it still brings us back to the table, and this is what we have to discuss at the table, starting with our families. Where are we in our concerns for family? What do we have in place that we can put our hands on if a family member becomes ill? Do we have the wherewithal to touch documents? Do we have the knowledge of what that individual needs are, what their concerns are if they became medically unable to speak for themselves? Do we have, I know they call it in the medical field directives, but a family can have a combined, put forth a combined effort to document what it is that everyone in that family is expecting, not only in the medical, in the medical field, yes, not only in for health concerns, but we don't have to be sick in order to transition. I'll let that go for a little bit, and I'll step back a moment and let Latifa or Imam make some comments now. Thank you so very, very much, but we do have to look at our families. Imam.
Yes, so Sister Latifa.
Okay, maybe perhaps she's taking care of something in the background that is very important. Being CEO, you know, we've been on the phone making phone calls all day, she and I.
Yes.
So I just wanted to, Imam. Okay, alaikum as salam.
Sorry, I'm talking and I'm on mute. Alaikum alaikum, everyone. I'm Latifa Amin. And I was talking and I realized, I forgot I got on mute. But I just wanted to just say, just put a little bit of something that that you were saying. I was thinking about, may Allah's mercy be upon all of us. We're, you know, during the time that we're going through, this time of crisis, but Allah's mercy is in His relief. And we call upon His mercy to take care of all of our affairs. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, never leaves us. And we ask Allah, please don't leave us to ourselves, not even for a blink of the eye. Think about that sometime when we say blink. We don't even know when we blink how many times a day we blink. So we ask Allah not to leave us for a blink of the eye. That means that we want Allah to take control of our entire life. We ask Allah to rectify all our affairs. We trust in Allah more than we trust in our abilities. And during this time, this is what we have to do. We have to put our trust solely in Allah. Allah knows everything. Allah knows our shortcomings. We put our lives in Allah's hands and all the things that we can't control. The things that we can control, we take solace in those things that we can control. But the things that we can't control, we have to allow ourselves to be vulnerable and trust that Allah knows what's best for all of us. We have to do everything that we can in this time of crisis. We have to come together. I think about it and I sit back and I say, you know, this is our test as well, and putting ourselves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand and being able to trust that. So we don't even know, like our bodies every day, we don't even know what's happening in our bodies and what's going on in our bodies at this very moment. So that's why we have to trust Allah and find peace. And trust in Allah. I know we're a little anxious right now, but we have to go in and find peace and knowing that Allah got us. I am at peace with Allah controlling everything. And I know sometimes, you know, it's a little shaky, but we have to be at peace with Allah controlling everything. And sometimes there is a struggle to understand. But we must gain focus on what we can control and leave the rest to Allah. And we must be at peace with the way that Allah plays this all out. And then I'm going to leave you all with something. I was listening to a video by one of the sheikhs, Omar Suleiman, and he spoke on one of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hatim el-Hussein, as Hussein. And he was asked, how did you build your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said there were four things. He said he knows that his substance can't be taken by anyone else except for himself. And his deeds that he's supposed to do will not be done by anyone else. And he said death comes suddenly. So he's preparing, or he preparing himself for death all the time. You're racing toward death and always to be ready for death. And he says the fourth thing is that he never escapes from Allah's sight. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has us in his sight at all times. And we have to be conscious of that. So being vulnerable is strength. We have to do our part, never allowing weakness to cause us to despair, and stay focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping Allah in front. Always keep our focus on Allah, that he bless us to actively seek his pleasure always. Ameen. Alhamdulillah.
Amen. Amen. Very, very wonderful words that our two sisters, we appreciate you so much. And we just want you to know that you both being on tonight made my day.
Alhamdulillah.
This whole day has been filled with a lot of stuff. And for perspective, we need to have people that we don't have to say, hey, man, I need you. And they come and help us. They come and they understand what's going on. And so our relationship and our community should be one that's just that. When the believer sees the other believer, there should be a joy that overtakes the believer as a result of them having the company of another believer. See, it's totally wrong for one believer to cause pain and suffering on another one. See, we're there to remove pain and suffering from one another. And so our advice to one another should always be one that completes the idea of our safety, security, leading to our success. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be people that bear bad news to each other, that I bring you some stuff that I haven't, verified, or that I talk to you with rumors and things like that, wasting your time. We should always be inclined to giving each other something that brings us closer to Allah, as opposed to giving us something that distances us away from Allah. Every matter that we are confronted with is always tantamount to a test, like the tests we take when we were in those classrooms. And we were taking these tests to find out where we were with regards to this subject matter. The test that we're taking now is one that comes with life. And we're trying to find out where we are with regards to our faith. Allah says in the Quran, لِيَبْنُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَكْسَانُ أَمَلَىٰ. He says, so that he may test which of you will act right. He says he tests it. He gives you life and death to see which one of you will act right. Who will do the right thing under that test? Who will do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with under the test? Right now, the world is being forced to do certain things where when they had the freedoms to do those things, they wouldn't do it. So now Allah intervenes, because all of this that we're going through right now, it's not being done in Allah's absence. Allah's there. And he's picking out who is going to pass this test. See, we don't choose our test. This is why it happened all of a sudden. That's why when we hear about, when we hear people talk about it, we hear about them saying this happened all of a sudden. This came out of nowhere. Well, doesn't Allah tell us that that's what the test is going to be? He tells us that we are going to be tested, that we can't go on saying that we believe and think that we won't go through what those who came before us went through, who were tried and afflicted with plagues and all kinds of torments in this life, until Allah and those, Allah's messenger and those with him said, when is the help of Allah going to come? Follows that by answering him and answering them by saying, Inna nasrullahi qareeb, surely the help of Allah is near. And we have to believe that, dear brothers and sisters. You want to make it out of this? Believe within your own selves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got this, and he chooses this test for us, and we choose how we're going to pass. We can give up right now and start blaming everybody else and say, why would Allah do this to us? But that's not going to get us the result that Allah intends for us. Allah says, yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusra wa la yuridu bikum al-usra. Allah intends ease for you. He does not intend difficulties for you. It just so happens in a few days, the month of Ramadan will be here. And we will see who will use this as an excuse, right, to not fast, who have no legitimate reason not to fast. We'll see, because Allah will be testing us. And for those of us who are not able, make sure you do something that takes the place of your fast by substituting the feeding of someone who don't have. Find somebody during that day and give them something to eat to clear yourself with regards to your obligation to fast, because you're not able to do so because you have some illnesses or something like that. But know for sure Allah is making a way for us. He's making a way for us to begin to look within ourselves and then look at our communities and then come together and ask ourselves the question, why are we not together? Why are we not helping each other? So those are just a couple of things that we wanted to mention behind our two beloved sisters who we respect and appreciate so much. But we want to just let you know that American Muslim 360 is here for all of you who are listening. And we want to hear your concerns as well. And for all of you who are on the line, I'm sure you know someone who has been affected by this. You are in our prayers, and we hope and pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he continues to protect and bless the believers and heal the world by virtue of this test. And to that we say Ameen. So we're going to take another station break, and we'll come back, and we have a couple of callers that want to call and maybe ask a question and make a comment, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll get right back to you. Assalamu alaikum.
You're listening to America Muslim 360, believer-supported radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Rajia Mukmin with Al Mukminu Islamic Center, asking you to become a contributing supporter of CWSC and AM 360 at the most popular giving level of just $9.99 per month. Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift, or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We're back. And you're listening to Ma'iyah Ala Al-Kulihal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. So for those of all you have something that you want to ask or say or share with us, press 1 on your phone. We have a caller, 213. Assalamu alaikum. State your name and where you're calling from.
Alhamdulillah. My name is Amin. And
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
And I'm calling from Los Angeles. And alhamdulillah, I hope and I pray that what I say, what I'm offering, is a good thing. Let me see. I'm trying to adjust this because I got you on speakerphone. But could you hear me? Could you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can, we can hear you pretty good.
Okay. All right.
We can hear you pretty good.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. You know, yes, alhamdulillah, we should continue with our precautions. We should, you know, do our physical distancing. We should wear masks if that's what the authorities say to do. We should wash our hands. We should do all of that. We should take all the precautions that we have learned, you know what I mean? We should listen to the scientists, listen to the people in charge. But I would like to say this. It's a powerful word that you've been using. You've been saying, use that word, test. And my question is, from the very start, why wasn't testing done on this, virus? Why wasn't testing done? Does it take that much? Right now, they say that they have a 5-minute test. You know, swab your nose, swab your throat, you know, put it into a sealed container, and you get the results back. You could test that New York area, I mean, like metropolitan areas, like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, you know what I mean? We should look at how Korea kind of like curtailed that virus. You know, Korea has a population of like 50 million, and they say that they tested maybe like 20,000 people a day. You know, I can imagine you can't do the whole country because the whole country would take about over 2,000, maybe 2,600 days. But I'm saying go to the metropolitan areas, the crowded areas, you know what I mean, and test the people. You can't operate in the dark. You can't operate in the blind. You have to know what is happening. You just can't, you know, it's not like Las Vegas, you know, shooting craps and everything. You got to know. And so that word that you've been using, oh, you know, test, a lot of tests. You're talking about a lot of tests, but that's the most powerful word. You know what I mean? Why wasn't tested? And why aren't they putting a lot of resources into testing? You know what I mean? $2.2 trillion, you could take just $3 billion of that and test a whole lot of people. And then you'll know. You say, okay, you may have it. Okay, we need to isolate. You know, you just isolate yourself or whatever. You know, but at least you'll know. Alhamdulillah. And I hope my words are good words. But I'm advocating. Stay with the precautions. Stay with the things that we learned that we need to protect ourselves, but also think, you know, nation, you know, can you fool a Muslim? That's what we learned in the first resolution. Can you fool a Muslim? Not nowadays. You know what I mean? We have to think. Allah gave us this religion, you know what I mean? And we need to use our mind, use our brain, think independently, you know what I mean? And that's what I think Allah wants us to do, you know, alhamdulillah. And I'll leave it right there, my brother.
Thank you so much, and may Allah reward you for that nasiha. And we pray Allah, He protects you and all the believers there, all the people there. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all gain something valuable from this experience. And that we say, I mean. Thank you so much.
Imam Aziz, if I may, Martha Naila here.
Yes,
I just want to quickly add to, if I may, Brother Amin was just stating, and my mind couldn't help but go to the makeup of our physical body, the education. You know, before we get to that test, there's an education that comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with. And we are saying, you know, as we're born and we're in our families and we're around one another, but this body that we're walking around with, this servant that we're living in, the more we get to know it and what its composition is made up of before we get the violation comes from some of our own doings and some of others in doing other things. But the main point is become more aware, and that we can do as a solution to much more that may come upon us even after now. So I'm just addressing the part of the education, get to know ourselves, CELLS, and what the composition should be before we go and expecting the doctors to answer all. They can't answer all right away. And so that's how some things elude us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 810, state your name, where you're calling from. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and yes, I was on mute. And hugs and love to everyone present in the studio, all of the audience as well. Dupreeta Hadi here from Flint, Michigan. And I want to concur with everything that has been said today. All the way to our callers, we're all on the same page with this. But you know, I'm seeing where it's an opportunity for us to be able to take that moment of reflection as to what time it is in this present day that we live in terms of how close we're getting to standing before our Lord. That's the first thing, because all this is, I know it's, and it's tragic. Some people, a lot of people have lost their lives, but they are going to a better place, inshallah, you know, and we are promised everlasting life anyway, so we continue to live on. But this is a time that we've got to reflect on where the composition. The composition of where we're located in terms of our nearness to standing for the face of our Lord. That's for one. And then secondly, it gives us an opportunity where we can do as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, you know, investigate what's taking place here, because it gives us an opportunity to look at what's taking the place around us in the society that we're living in, how the thinking of the people in that society, because even though nothing takes the place except by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was still a lot of things that were going on for their reasons. And even though, like Allah said, they plot and they plan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best to plan. He's planning. He done planned this thing out already for the believers and those that don't believe. It's a test upon us all. So we just stay focused to examining how all of this is taking place and why it's taking place because of a reason that our Lord has said, then we'll be able to see and understand the makeup of it, keep ourselves safe and, you know, purified as what we need to do, washing our hands, clothes, and all these things, and most of all, keeping the prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will steer us from the believer. He will steer them through this time of panic and crisis. Thank you so kindly for allowing me to share that information. And as always, I totally enjoy your program, Imam Aziz. And assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We can always thank Allah for you coming in and speaking to us, because you have some very beautiful things to say as always. We just want to thank you and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to protect you and keep your spirits high. So we thank you so much, dear sister.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And so my two distinguished guests coming in tonight, you, and if you have some closing remarks that you'd like to make, please feel free to do so. We are grateful to Allah for having you on. And we will keep you most certainly posted on what's happening down here. As you know, we're going through some stuff here, but with your emotional support, it's something that makes it kind of easier for someone like me to go through. So we thank Allah for you, and thank you again for coming on.
You're more than welcome, and I'll just quickly say, Martha Naila Abdah here. Thank you, dear listening audience, and please always feel free to call 910-317-0297 if you need assistance with and any information of connecting with some of the community services. We have Eyes on Our Community effort going on now. So please, by all means, take advantage of that. And if you know someone who's unable to make calls for themselves, this is what I'm sure Imam is expressing right now, that we reach out beyond and give of ourselves so that we, as long as we are in a protective situation, but getting the work done, mashallah, God willing, and if God be pleased. But the last thing I'd say on this is our efforts now, tomorrow cannot be like yesterday. We must put forth an extra effort. If it calls for us to put ourselves into the thought mode, the thinking mode of getting medical centers that will provide halal or the best of conditions with the best of thinkers that's thinking on health and not on how to make, and well, I won't drown this with a negative. I'll just say with the health in mind. Thank you so very much, Imam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're forever welcome.
I just wanted to say, alhamdulillah, thank you so much for having us. And we have to, this is a time for us to come together. This is a time for us to love and be kind to one another. Just hearing somebody just calling to check on someone when you were talking about Brother Imam, just having, you went to check on these people. You went to see them and see how they were doing. A kind voice on the end of the phone or even coming to the house to give them the greetings of peace. That possibility of helping someone and even, you know, just calling them. We don't even have to leave our homes. Check on your people. Check on your neighbors. Check on your Muslim brothers and sisters. Let us come together. This is a time for us to show our love for one another. With that, I'd like to say assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you. May Allah continue to bless you, dear sister. And we are very appreciative right now. And so we're going to close out with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us as a community, as a brotherhood, as a sisterhood, as a community, as a family, as a ummah that serve him and praise him. But that this test that we are witnessing, that we come away with passing it with flying colors. And we ask Allah for that. We also ask him to protect our seasoned members and to keep their hopes up and let them not fall into despair, but at the same time aid us to be the vehicles in which to institute joy for them, to instill joy in them and let them know that their work, that they're of sacrifice, and long-standing on the mission, if you will, is not a long-standing that should go to waste, that we appreciate them and that the fruits of their labor should soon be seen. And to that we say, Ameen.
Ameen.
Rabbana antina fi dunya hasanatan wal fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban. Oh Allah, give us the good in this life and the good in the hereafter and protect us from the burning of the fire. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. And our Lord, provide for us and our mates and our offspring the joy and coolness of our eyes, and aid us to be leaders of those who are God conscious. And to that we say, Ameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By the token of time throughout all the ages, verily mankind is at loss, except such as have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth, patience, and constancy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you all for tuning in.
You're listening to America Muslim 360, Believer Supported Radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Rajia Mukmin with Al Mukminu Islamic Center, asking you to become a contributing supporter of CWSC and AM 360 at the most popular giving level of just $9.99 per month. Visit CWSC.us today to make your tax-deductible gift or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Thank you.
CWSC National Town Hall, straight to the point. Young Minds Summit. Listening to the voices of yesterday and tomorrow leaders. From an Islamic perspective, knowledge is the key. Saturday, April 18, 2020, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And the panel